Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is urging the leaders of Egypt and Qatar to push Hamas to reach a hostage exchange deal with Israel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It comes a day after the president urged Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a deal.
Let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the hostages need to get home after being held for 6 months. A senior administration official says the president has written to Egypt and Qatar's leaders urging a deal and says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet Monday with relatives of some of the more than 100 estimated hostages believed to still be in Gaza. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
It remains unclear whether the punishments and apology from Israel would calm an international outcry over the deaths of the world's central kitchen workers or reassure international aid groups that it's safe to resume operations in Gaza, where nearly a third of the population is on the brink of starvation. In a statement, the food charity calls the investigation and disciplinary actions important steps forward. However, it adds, without systemic change, there will be more military failures, more apologies, and more grieving families. I'm Charles de la Desma.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories,